the Public News Service Daily Newscast for June the 29th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The existence of healthcare inequities in the U.S. that are based on race or ethnicity have been widely covered, especially since the COVID pandemic. A Kansas City group is actively working to identify and change systems that contribute to such disparities.
The Kansas City Health Equity Learning and Action Network, or LAN, is a coalition of 15 interdisciplinary teams who've committed to 18 months of learning and action, both as a group and independently. Ninon Lewis is vice president at the Institute for Healthcare Improvement, which facilitates the KC Health Equity LAN along with Health Forward and Kansas City Health Collaborative. Lewis says they do this through face-to-face meetings and action periods.
In between those face-to-face meetings, they're actually going out and driving an improvement project around an improvement area that they've identified through data is an area around advancing equity and anti-racism that they want to affect in their system.
During the action periods, the organizations receive dedicated coaching from Health Forward and IHI on anti-racism, quality improvement, and systems improvement. And they're tracking each group's progress on its projects and its use of practices such as partnering with people with lived experience, coalition building, and using data in new ways. I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
Now from NBC 5 Chicago, an air quality alert for northwest Indiana and northeastern Illinois, set to expire at midnight Wednesday, has been extended as air quality across the Chicago area continues to register as very unhealthy. That due to high smoke and ozone levels, an alert from the National Weather Service. They report an air quality action day has been forecast for northeastern Indiana for elevated ozone levels and wildfire smoke, and in effect until midnight Thursday night. Minnesota is in a wait-and-see mode again when it comes to legalizing online sports betting, but one lawmaker hopes for more public discussion about any potential harms before anticipated votes come next year.
The recent legislative session saw a renewed push to adopt a sports betting plan, but it ultimately faded behind other priorities. Lawmakers from both parties say as other states implement their own laws, Minnesota needs to keep pace to avoid losing revenue or seeing consumers seek out the illegal market. DFL Senator John Marty contends there's been too much debate in Minnesota over which entities would benefit as opposed to protecting those who might fall into problem gambling.
If we're going to legalize a system where powerful international corporations can profit by encouraging people to conduct very risky behavior, what I want to do is make sure this issue is fully vetted.
I'm Mike Moen.
This is Public News Service. After a drawn-out struggle, the remaining 90 homeowners in the sinking and predominantly black neighborhood in Windsor Park in North Las Vegas will be relocated to new homes as Governor Joe Lombardo passes Senate Bill 450.
The bill will provide qualified homeowners with a new house of the same size in North Las Vegas, pay off their mortgages, and allocate $50,000 each in restitution to cover various expenses. The bill's primary sponsor is Senator Dina Neal. The Las Vegas Democrat says the bill liberates a total of $37 million, which will be used to construct the new properties. Neal says passage of the bill is not about payback, but rather justice.
The governor signing the bill was nothing short of a miracle. He vetoed 75 bills, and he was going to veto this one.
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
A Connecticut group is working to reduce the growing trend of loneliness.
The Connecticut Collaborative to End Loneliness, a part of For All Ages, is a compendium of public and private organizations aimed at reducing loneliness and isolation across the state. A 2021 study finds 24% of Connecticut's senior population is widowed, which can contribute to loneliness. This trend was only exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns and has only gotten worse. Deb Bibbins is founder and CEO of For All Ages and describes how loneliness can set in.
It really has to do with someone not having a sense of belonging. Depending upon your age and what your daily life is all about, for someone in high school, for instance, it may be that you feel that you're not being accepted into a friend group.
Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy plans to introduce congressional legislation to address the current loneliness epidemic. Murphy notes that social media has a particular responsibility for creating loneliness, adding that online comments are slowly replacing in-person experiences. A 2023 study in health psychology and behavioral medicine found increased social media use is related to higher levels of loneliness. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, Suzanne Potter lets us know dairy farms have been going out of business left and right in California and across the nation.
Now the National Family Farm Coalition is proposing the Milk from Family Dairies Act, a long-term solution that would set a minimum price that processors pay producers. Lynn McBride with the California Farmers Union says it would also put in place an incentive-based system to guard against overproduction, which sends prices down.
Our plan would send signals to dairy farmers across the country about the amount of milk that's demanded in the market.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's our radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.